make me. A Taliban suicide blast in the center of Kabul killed at least 10 people and wounded more than 40 on Thursday, destroying cars and shops in an area near the headquarters of Afghanistan's NATO force and the U.S. Embassy. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for that attack, even as the insurgents and U.S. officials have been negotiating a deal on a U.S. troop withdrawal in exchange for Taliban security guarantees. Witnesses said the suicide bomber blew himself up as hundreds of people were standing or crossing the road. As the Bahamas starts recovering from Dorian, the U.S. is trying to help. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
As the international community looks to help the Bahamas, Prime Minister Hubert Minnis says there are big logistical hurdles.
The National Airport in Abaco is underwater.
And others aren't accessible by land. The military is using helicopters to get supplies to the Bahamas. And President Trump says America is putting its good fortune with Dorian to good use.
We're taking some of the supplies from other places, including Florida, where we didn't have to use them, and we're going to be bringing them over to the Bahamas, where they really need it very badly.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Migrant children who were separated by U.S. border agents from the parents at the U.S.-Mexican border last year suffered significant distress, feelings of abandonment, and other serious mental health issues, according to a government watchdog. The Inspector General's office at the Department of Health and Human Services said the plight of the separated children, at least 2,500 and likely many more, was worse than for the migrant children who were kept with their parents after the undocumented families, mostly from Central American countries, crossed the border to flee violence and poverty. This is VOA News. The United States on Wednesday took action to disrupt an Iranian oil shipping network it accuses of funding terrorism. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump expressed optimism about engaging in diplomacy with Tehran. Details from VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
As the United States sanctioned individuals, entities, and tankers to disrupt Iran's oil shipping network, Trump struck an upbeat note about the possibility of diplomacy with that country.
Well, we're going to see what happens. They want to talk. They want to make a deal.
According to the U.S. Treasury Department, over the past year, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and Quds Force have moved oil worth hundreds of millions of dollars through a network benefiting Syria's government and Hezbollah. U.S. officials on Wednesday also announced a reward of up to $15 million for any person who helps disrupt such financial operations. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Also Wednesday, Iran announced a further scaling back of its commitments to the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. President Hassan Rouhani said in a televised speech that the move involves development of centrifuges and will take place Friday. The British Parliament squares off once again with Conservative Prime Minister Boris Johnson's intent on forcing him to petition the European Union to delay Britain's EU departure until January 31st. AP correspondent Karen Shamus.
The House of Commons is confronting Johnson over his insistence that the UK leave the EU on October the 31st, even without a withdrawal agreement. Johnson argues that further delaying Britain's exit from the EU will have a harmful effect on the UK economy.
He wants to spend £1 billion a month net to keep us in the EU beyond October the 31st.
If lawmakers decide to block the option of a no-deal Brexit, then Johnson has said he will seek a general election. In order to call a snap general election, Johnson will need a two-thirds majority in Parliament. Karen Chamas, London.
A federal judge has ruled that the government's watch list that identifies more than a million people as known or suspected terrorists violates their constitutional rights. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The plaintiffs in the case, nearly two dozen Muslims who hold U.S. citizenship, maintain they were wrongly placed on the watch list, and that resulted in being handcuffed at border crossings and frequently subjected to invasive secondary searches at airports. U.S. District Judge Anthony Trenga ruled the plaintiffs have a right to due process when their constitutional rights are infringed, writing, "There is no evidence or contention that any of these plaintiffs satisfy the definition of a known terrorist, and the alternate standard for placement on the list, that of a suspected terrorist, can easily be triggered by innocent conduct that's misconstrued." Ben Thomas, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving. The best music.